Just so you know, each week we receive hundreds of legal inquiries. The legal team selects the best questions from the week, and then we share them with you. Here are a few questions that I received from inquiries made to my office recently. The first question is from Larry in Lyons, Michigan. He says, the land contract sellers requested a forfeiture, and the judge granted it to them. The judge wasn't told that the buyer paid the seller the required $6,000 within the 90 days. What can I do? First, Larry, if the land contract seller's stated balance of the amount due is not accurate in their complaint, then you should have raised the discrepancy at the time of the hearing. The time to do this is not after the judgment is entered. However, while you may be able to go back to the court and set aside the judgment before the 90-day redemption period expires, it is highly unlikely that you can set aside any judgment after the 90 days run. I hope this helps. The next question is from Sam. He wants to know how assets are distributed to the beneficiaries. So, Sam, the residual assets can be transferred to the beneficiaries under the terms of the will or the rules of intestate succession if there is no will. After all, obligations and taxes have been paid. The task of the personal representative is to oversee the equitable distribution of assets and to settle any beneficiary disputes that may occur. The final question today is from Anonymous. Their question is, I own 10 acres of land with my brother in Michigan. Can I build on it? This land is grandfathered in and the deed states sole survivor. What is the process? The language related to sole survivor most likely relates to the actual conveyance language and how the grantor conveys their legal interest to the grantee. This is sometimes called vesting language. Deeds do have magic language in them, and what the deed says will certainly affect a person's legal rights to a particular property. You should have a real estate attorney review the deed so that you understand your current property rights. That being said, building restrictions, among other things, can be found in restrictive covenants. Restrictive covenants are often referenced in deeds, and so you may or may not be allowed to put a structure on the property. Only a licensed and well-informed real estate attorney can review the deed in question and give you legal advice on how to proceed further. Thanks for listening to today's question and answer podcast. If you liked what you heard and learned, please share this podcast session with your friends and family. Feel free to contact us if you have any questions regarding contracts or real estate issues at provenresource.com. Dedicated to your success, David Sobel.